Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. A couple of new mocks have dropped from some of the preeminent draft experts. Mel Kiper has the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels, Heisman Trophy winner, LSU. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, says they'll take Drake May out of North Carolina. What is really interesting about not only those two guys and what they're thinking, but also pretty much the plugged-in draft people's mocks right now, is that they're all saying the same thing. Here's who I'm assigning Washington based on my rankings, essentially. But I have no idea what the Commanders are going to do. And it seems to me they did the same thing in free agency. They haven't really been responsive, it seems like. Only Adam Schefter, ESPN, or a couple of the national reporters are getting anything. They're in the bunker. They're not really communicating. There's not a lot of leaks coming out. Nobody really knows what they're going to do at number two overall.
There's some mystery.
And I don't mind that. I think it's not only exciting for us, but it's probably beneficial, big picture. Because if nobody knows what you're thinking, you're getting phone calls from everybody about all kinds of possibilities.
You want there to be intrigue. You want the opportunity to not dismiss stuff. I remember back in 2020 for the Chase Young draft. Whether it was true or not, remember we heard those reports or saw those things out there where they're not even entertaining overtures for the number two overall pick. Why not entertain them? Whether you want to do it or not, no one's requiring you to do anything. But you should always have options open. Allow yourself to be bowled over. Allow yourself to get that Godfather offer. Allow yourself to get the Herschel Walker deal or everything in between. Totally reasonable for that to happen. So yeah, that intrigue, and it's not as if they're flushing a bunch of things down the pipes to see what comes back. Like, one person tells me they love J.J. McCarthy. Somebody else tells me they love Jaden Daniels. Someone tells me they love Drake May. Nobody's doing any of that. It is radio silence over there.
Joel Klatt of Fox Sports, who is on all their calls of their Big Noon Saturday kicks and one of their lead college football analysts, talking Drake May and the top of the draft board behind Caleb Williams last night. Here's what he had to say.
So as much as the Vikings are generating some headlines, I think that Washington selects, and my selection for them is Drake May. I know that there are some out there that are interested in taking shots at Drake May or tearing him down. And I understand. It's not the cleanest film that you're ever going to watch. But man, if you watch his film and you can't see the top end potential, then you're biased and crazy. The guy is, outside of Caleb, the highest potential quarterback in the draft. And there's no questions about that. There's other really good options at quarterback, but not high-end potential. If Caleb Williams is a generational player, Drake May is a bona fide number one selection almost every other year, except for when Caleb Williams is in the draft. Now, he's getting picked apart a little bit, and that's part of the process. Guys are going to get picked apart. CJ Stroud got picked apart last year. Drake May, top-end potential-wise, makes throws other guys just can't. Just can't. As soon as he walks into the league, he is a top five potential quarterback in the National Football League. And I'm talking about the throws that he can make, the off-schedule plays that he can make, off-platform throws he can make with velocity, athleticism, pace, you know, the tempo to those throws, all of those things. Throwing out a ton of scouting terms to basically say, like, guys, Drake May is really good.
Joel Klatt of Fox Sports. Yesterday, speaking my language on Drake May. But what's funny is you can find a video of someone talking like that about Drake May, and then you can find your video of someone doing the same thing with Daniels. And I don't put him in the same category as just like some guy with a blog. I mean, there are folks that I put in an upper category like him, but the Daniels fans like Kiper are out there. It is just amazing to me to hear the confidence with which everyone sees this so differently. And it's why it's such an amazing time of year.
Well, A, that's number one. But number two, we still treat this, despite overwhelming evidence smacking us in the face every single year, like an exact science. It's not. Quite literally, not an exact science. If it was, you would go, this player is a 9.4, therefore you should be drafted ahead of the guy that's 9.3, and we just go down the list. It's not. It's always going to be the eye of the beholder. And the thing I've been confused by is the amount of venom that May gets. That's the part that you and I have talked about a bunch that I think is just so baffling. Like, to Klatt's point, if this is a different year, he's the number one overall pick, and you don't bat your eyes about it, right?
That's my one kind of surprise about this process. And if there's any of that toward Jaden Daniels, I think that's foolish and ridiculous, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's an inexact science, and any of these guys could be busts and not be particularly good in the NFL. That goes without saying. But if you watch Jaden Daniels, you don't come away going, that's a pretty electric skill set. That'd be exciting if he pans out in the league. I don't know what you're thinking. And if you watch Drake May similarly and you don't come away going, my God, that arm, that'll play. He's huge. He's got a big arm and he's an athlete. That's the starter kit. That's what you're looking for. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it seems like people dig in on their guy and then the other one suddenly, it's like binary where you just think that that guy's going to be a bust. Tom Casale covers the NCAA basketball season for Sportsline. He does a great job breaking down the tournament. We'll have him on to help us with our brackets next on G&D.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.